पश्मीना धागों के संग कोई आज बुने ख्वाब ऐसे कैसे वादी में गूंजे कहीं नए साज ये रवाब ऐसे कैसे पश्मीना धागों के संग कलियों ने बदले अभी ये मिजाज एहसास ऐसे कैसे पलकों ने खोले अभी नए राज जज्बात ऐसे कैसे पश्मीना धागों के संग कोई आज बुने ख्वाब ऐसे कैसे
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Chaat Masala. This is our first for the year, for 2016. We are very excited to be back. I have my co-host with me, Asanti.
Hey guys, welcome. I know it's been a long time. We both went on vacation and we were doing that for a while. So it's been a couple of weeks, but we have so much to talk about now. There's just so much going on.
Yes, we'll start with our gossip section, then go into our usual kind of new release, new songs, and then most awaited review of Dilwale, Bajirao Mastani, and Airlift.
Yeah, so I know it's coming after a couple of weeks. You would have liked it a couple of weeks ago, but we have thoughts about it. So we want to share it with you guys, and we're also going to do Airlift, which just came out. So starting with the biggest news of Bollywood. Okay, so Salman Khan got acquitted.
Oh my goodness. So first was, I think the biggest news was when he was actually charged, right? So like when, I think it was a couple of months ago or maybe almost 6 months ago when they told, you know, they gave him a sentence and then he got bail. But the biggest news was then because nobody believed for a minute that he would ever, ever get arrested.
Yeah, I know. So when he did, everyone was like, whoa, what? Like this 13-year-old case and Salman Khan is actually going to jail. And then he got bail and then he appealed to the high court and the high court acquitted him.
Oh my gosh. And it's so sad because when that happened, everybody, when, you know, the initial, when he was first, he was charged or he was asked to, you know, he was arrested officially. It was so crazy because everybody talked about how Indian system has become better and they all love Salman Khan, but it is the justice system and all that jazz till to 6 months later and he gets acquitted and the same justice system now is up for scrutiny.
Yeah, and I mean, I love Salman Khan and I love Bollywood and I think he's like awesome and he's a superstar and everything, but it's just kind of ridiculous. There were just lots of, I mean, we shouldn't go into it because anyway, he's acquitted now, but there were lots of weird variables in that equation and the fact that I know there were a couple of memes that came up that were like, oh, nobody drove that car. The car was driving himself.
Yes, it was. I saw that one. It was like a Google car that can drive itself.
Yeah, so, I mean, there were a bunch of things that came out like that. Everybody was kind of feeling, I don't know, not great about it, except for Salman Khan's that were feeling really great about it. And the actor actually, like, cried for, that's what they say, is like, he cried for a long time after that, and then he was, like, humming a tune, and he was pretty happy that he got off.
I know. Anyway.
We're here to report the news, so we will tell you what happened. And then move on.
Well, we also have big point of views on things. So, yes, so it was one of those odd, I think it was a big news for the year, but I think it was less of a news when he got free because everybody expected that. So, well, here's to Salman Khan's next, how many ever years he's alive. Hopefully he doesn't get into trouble anymore.
Yeah, stay off the roads, man.
And out of like people's lives, I guess, when he did that before.
No more Aishwarya Rai for you.
Exactly.
All right. Moving on, we have another thing that we were kind of going back and forth on. I was like, is there a baby bump? Is there not a baby bump? But there was, and there's a girl now. Her name is Adhira. This is Rani Mukherjee's baby.
And Aditya Chopra's baby. Yes. So it's funny because she hasn't really come out. She, it looked like, and I know we reported this so loosely, I say that, in December when we said that, you know, she has a tough pregnancy. She's been asked after the awesome Diwali party. She was asked to take some bed rest, so on and so forth. And the baby just came out fine. And it's a girl, but we haven't seen Rani. Obviously, she's busy, but I'm curious to see the baby face.
Yeah, I remember how long it took to see Aishwarya Rai's baby.
Yes.
Like, so long. So we're just going to wait. We're not going to hold out.
Don't hold your breath.
It'll come when it comes. But she was born on December 9th.
Yes.
And Rani said that she was God's greatest gift. And she was really, she thanked everybody. And that was cool. I mean, after that huge, long love story that I've seen all sorts of like ups and downs.
Yes.
I'm glad it culminated with this. Yeah. Now there's a baby. You can't deny it anymore.
It only took forever. But with that, we move on to the next one. It's been a great year for women in Bollywood. Seriously. Like, Parineeti Chopra's the shoot that she did a few months ago, and she getting in shape. She looks just the best she's ever looked.
Yeah. So I thought it was really funny. So we have not seen Parineeti in a film for a really long time. It's been about a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she kept saying that she was working on herself, and we see that now. But YRF released the shoot of her working out, which I thought was really interesting. Usually it's like a magazine or something, but this was like Yash Raj Film personally got invested in like a heroine's weight loss or like weight strengthening or whatever.
Yes.
And I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, she looks great. And right after it happened, there were rumors of her now maybe being the girl in Dhoom 4.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Because I feel like the funny part of this whole situation is that her losing weight has become such a point of focus versus her getting in shape. So it's so sad because I think she looks great, and it's more because she's toned and she's, you know, she's taken care of herself and she's comfortable and she's sexy, and less to do with that the weight loss per se. So I don't know. It was interesting because I was watching Star Screen Awards or whatever they're called, and she was sitting in the front row because there weren't too many big names there. So she was in the front row wearing a gorgeous yellow dress. And they actually gave her an award for being the best in shape actress or something. And I was like, and the way they introduced it was like, this person has lost so much weight, obviously in Hindi, but this person has lost so much weight that we wanted to recognize her for it.
Oh my God.
And I would, if I was Parineeti, I would be like mortified. I'd be like, please do not give me this random award. Because it's embarrassing.
This is proof that they just make stuff up, like depending on who has showed up.
I know, but that was a cringe moment for me because I was like, well, the focus should be that she looks stunning and she is so toned and she's in fit. Like, I was surprised that after that they didn't offer her the Sultan one, but I guess Salman Khan and her would be an awkward pair.
Because, I mean, I don't think so. I think they could work. I mean, not more awkward than Salman Khan and Anushka Sharma, who's like so like small.
Yes.
I don't even know how that would look.
I know.
They actually released the picture, so I know how that will look. But yeah, I know that there were articles and blogs going off on Parineeti about, you know, not being the girl next door anymore and losing weight. And there was this interview that I saw of hers where she said, it just allows me to take on a lot more different roles than I could have. And I could see that, like, you know.
And it was a personal goal. Like, I feel like I love that she didn't do it for a film. I love that, you know, it was a choice that she made. I think those are great. I'm sure YRF is invested in different ways. But regardless, this wasn't for a specific role like a lot of our, you know, like Priyanka Chopra did for Mary Kom.
Right.
So that makes me happy. But I just wish them people around wouldn't look at it as a weight loss because I don't think she was heavy at all. I think she was fine. It's just that she got toned and she's, you know,
she was.
Yeah.
She was not Bollywood thin.
No. But
which is very thin, which is honestly, like, if you look, like, I mean, if you look at on average an Indian woman, it is very thin, like a Bollywood thin.
Yeah.
Where you have like no tummy and yes. and it's also not a healthy thin. Like I don't think no. you know, it's not about being strong. Anyway, so she got strong. She did Kalari Pai too, which I think was awesome.
Yes.
Like actually learned how to like do that martial art thing.
Yes.
So that's cool. And she's working it, and I hope she's in Doom 4. I think that would be so cool, and I hope she's like the evil person.
Yes. And talking about being in fit and in shape, I do want to bring up Priyanka Chopra, because A, she's sexy. She's sexier than she's ever been. But also her winning the People's Choice Award in the US.
Yeah, that was so exciting. I felt mixed reactions. Okay, I'm so what is the word? Protective of her. I'm like, you step away from her and you step away from her. So when they did that thing where she accepted the award on stage, and they were cutting her off, Uncle Jesse was cutting her off.
John Stamos, yes.
Yes. So he was cutting her off. I was like, how dare you cut her off? You don't know what big star she is. You stay away from her. But you know, like just watching her in this new industry, it's making me really happy. And like watching her succeed at it. Like I saw her on the red carpet right before that, and she was like flirting with the photographers, and she gave one of them a kiss. It was just like on the cheek, obviously. It was just like really, really cute, and it's just making me all sorts of happy to watch her. And she like, she feels, I feel like she's grown into this like badass woman, you know?
Yes.
Like even the way her shoulder, like she's just, her shoulders are so like prominent, and she doesn't look like she doesn't look like a skinny Bollywood starlet that she did in like 2008 2009. Like she just looks like a proper woman, like yes. she's in the ranks of Viola Davis and with the same kind of body, and it yes. just makes me so happy to
or see. Eva Longoria.
Exactly.
She's looking really good. I you know, she's also been in a cover of a few magazines in the US, so Elle, she's been there like a front cover, which is great.
Yeah, and insanely good.
Yes. And then
and that was without makeup, by the way.
Was it? I didn't even read. Yeah. I haven't read the article yet, so I'm super excited to pick it up. And then, and she's now on the docket for Baywatch movie.
Yeah, which I'm like, but I mean, if that's the way she wants to go, what are you gonna do?
Well, here's the thing: is that I think that so Baywatch. Let's be very honest. It's something that a lot of goes across generations, right? So I remember my parents watching it, even though it was like close your eyes each time somebody's running on the water. But we all watched it, And I think this is I feel personally that it's a great way in for her. Because then she's welcomed as a commercial heroine versus just doing a Frida Pinto type movies where they're very specifically ethnic. So yeah. That's what I really like about her choice of it, because she could have easily gone a very strong route and, you know, had done a very, you know, even getting a rom-com would be hard for her at this point if it's not like a Pride and Prejudice or something, which is very ethnic focused. So I think mm-hmm. Baywatch lets her come in and just be another person in the show, in the movie, versus it being around her ethnicity.
Yeah, and she's also rumored to be playing the evil person, the villain in that.
Love it.
So she will be like rocking a bikini, but she's gonna have like a meaty role if it's the villain.
I hope she's like Demi Moore in Charlie's Angels, the last one.
She'd be so good. Yeah. So anyway, I'm excited. She's gonna be with The Rock. And with Zac Efron. Oh my God, can you imagine Zac Efron and Priyanka Chopra on screen?
Well, together? Yes. And then talking about odd pairings, what about Vin Diesel and Deepika Padukone?
I don't know. I think that worked.
For me, her being in Fast and the Furious makes me cringe because that's not a very, it's popular here, but it's a very niche audience that she's going after.
She's in Triplex.
Oh, sorry. That's even worse. And I'm going to keep that. It's worse. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a very niche audience. Vin Diesel doesn't have a huge fan base in the U.S. specifically. Most of it's international, which I guess makes sense for her. But I wish she had chosen a different movie.
Yeah. Well, I saw a video of her working out. Did you see that one?
No.
Where she's doing pull-ups. Oh, my God. That girl has an insane body. And she's doing pull-ups. And like someone is just filming her from the back. And she looks ridiculous. So she's been working out. She starts filming in February. The director confirmed that on his Twitter. So I'm excited to see it. She plays like a huntress or something. So
okay, this
Stop cringing.
No, well, no, I'm
we
very...
We gotta watch.
Actually, this wasn't cringe. I was getting excited about women in Bollywood and the year they've had and the year they're going to have in 2016. It's just, it's great and how many different roles and how many different places they're going. So I'm super, super excited.
Yeah, and the great thing and the interesting thing about Deepika is like she's at the career high, right? And now she's like in Bollywood, she is at her career like peak. And she doesn't have any film signed other than XXX.
Oh, wonderful. So can't wait.
Which I'm like really excited for her. I'm like, you didn't fill up your plate, go nuts. Like, you know, you're trying to take a different path. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. So before we go on to the next set of, we have about five more gossip pieces to talk about. Let's take a quick break, listen to this tune, and we'll be right back.
यारे तेरी यारे चल माना इस बारे सारी मेरी फिक्रें तेरे आगे आके हारे यारे तेरी यारे चल माना इस बारे सारे मेरी फिक्रें तेरे आगे आके हारे खूब लगी मुझको तेरी बीमारी इस बेढंगी दुनिया के संगी हम न होते यारा अपनी तो यारी अतरंगी है रे कर बेरंगी शामे हुड़दंगी मस्त मलंगी यारा अपनी तो
Welcome back. So we were talking about awards and Priyanka Chopra winning awards. And another one that she won was a Padma Shri, her first Padma Shri, which is like the fourth civilian highest honor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was so quite a bit of cool people on the list with her. So there was Rajnikanth, right?
Yeah, he got a Padma Vibhushan, which is the highest.
Okay. And then there's Anupam Ajadev Gan.
Yes, he got a Padma Shri. Anupam Kher got a Padma Bhushan, which is the second highest. And then Madhur Bhandarkar, Udit Narayan, all of these people also got Padma Awards.
That's great because looking at all the award season that's happening, it's been pretty lame. So I'm very excited for cool people to actually get this civilian honor.
Yeah, and it's a pretty big deal. So congratulations to all the winners.
So the next thing, and we should have probably bundled this with the badass women of Bollywood, is Sunny Leone and her crazy interview that happened. So I watched the interview from start to finish. And do you remember the journalist's name?
Yes, it's Bhupender Chaubey.
Okay, Bhupender Chaubey. And he came out with, his agenda in my mind was he wanted her to say that she feels bad for doing porn films. I think that was it. And when he did not see any regret in her, because he literally asked the same question five different ways, and she kept saying, in a very straightforward, and I love her calm and composure. I loved that she took it head on. She didn't move out, because I would have walked away, because I'm like, okay, do you want me to feel bad? Is that what it's all about? But he kept asking what she regrets the most for decisions, if she regrets the porn decision. And that's, you know, asking once, fine, it's a valid question. But after that, he was trying to twist her arm to come out and say that she is single-handedly polluting Indians.
Yeah. And it was just gross watching him. Like, he came with an agenda. He saw, like, this woman there, and he just... And, you know, like, the things he said, one of the things that he said that I mean, I don't even know how she sat and took it is that I hope I'm not getting corrupted sitting here talking to you.
Exactly. And she said,
what?
Didn't she say that I was, okay, should I leave?
Like, she said, I can leave if you want, but she said it in, like, the calmest way. And I was just like, I would have slapped him, like, you know, how can you say that?
Oh, my God. So, but what this has done for her visibility and her... not even a career, just her persona is amazing because this has got more views than anything, and there's so many people more supportive and accepting of Sunny Leone than I think before.
Definitely. One of them being Aamir Khan. So one of the questions was, you know, you have lost because of all that you've done
as
a porn queen, quote unquote. He actually called her a porn queen. What is that? So he's like, because of all that you've done, you've lost your opportunity to work with Aamir Khan. And Aamir Khan came out and was like, hey, I would love to work with her. So that was one. But then there were so many people in Bollywood who kind of went out of their way to say, hey, we really support Sunny Leone, like Shahid Kapoor,
yes,
Alia Bhatt, Anushka Sharma. Rishi Kapoor even was like, that was so unfair. I think Rishi Kapoor was the first person to do that.
Yes, and Priyanka Chopra has always been a big supporter of Sunny Leone. I mean, she's actually, you know, whatever to each his own, really. And if there's an audience for it, there's an audience for it, really. That's
exactly
more what is going on versus Sunny Leone's fault.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I think. I think Sunny Leone is great. And there was an audience for it. And she's the number one Google. Like, if you want to look at anyone, we should look at ourselves. Like,
exactly.
Farah Khan also wrote The Amirza, Janelia. There were like a bunch of people who, Masti Zadeh, what's his name? The director also, obviously, Shruti Hassan. So like across industries, people wrote in and they were like, this is ridiculous. And she should not have been treated that way.
Yes. And I hope that he loses his job and or he gets to put no one else in his hot seat.
Yeah, he actually wrote an open letter and was like, I was just assuming the moralistic attitude of Indian society when I was asking that question. And I was like, shut up.
Your own moralistic attitude.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good going, Sunny Leone. Like,
yeah, I hope someone gives her and Aamir Khan a chance to like work together. I would like to see that.
Yes.
So that brings us to the breakups of this season. There were two huge ones, and I think you know what I'm talking about, right?
The first one, of course, is Ranbir and Katrina. So after all that hoopla after the Tamasha release, so, you know, obviously there was a couple of articles where Katrina voiced her discomfort in seeing Deepika Padukone and Ranbir kind of talk very personally. In fact, they didn't have to go that far, to be honest, during Tamasha ads and, you know, things like that, interviews. But they did, and they were acting very close, in fact, to a point where Deepika said, you know, whoever he gets married to will have to talk to me. Like, you know, they were all playing and really creating buzz and excitement.
It's all part of the promotion, though. Yeah,
totally.
It's all part of him. I mean, I've not seen them talk to each other since.
Yes, exactly. So, but I think it was very uncomfortable for Katrina. And it's very interesting that it clearly did not affect Ranveer as much, who is supposedly the BO for Deepika. So it's interesting that Katrina was impacted by it.
Yeah, so I know that there were rumors of them breaking up about a month ago, and then there was that famous balcony kiss.
and the Christmas party, maybe?
Yeah, she went to his Christmas lunch, which his mother did not attend. And so that also started stuff. Oh my gosh, that's so much with these guys. So much baggage. But there was a famous balcony kiss, which, according to something I read, I think it was a blind item, was staged by Katrina and Ranveer to stop the breakup rumors. But as officially as you can get, he moved out of the house and they have broken up. And incidentally, this happened after she had a 2-hour-long conversation with Salman on the set of Big Boss 9. Okay, so all of these things are like reports that are written, right? We're not on these sets, so we haven't seen this. But apparently that's what happened.
Yes, that's what I heard too. And I also heard that Ranbir had a party with his close friends after he moved out. So was that a breakup party? There's also news that Katrina, when she was doing promos for Fitur, people asked her about it. And in fact, one of the journalists asked her during a press interview if all this was to get promotions for Fitur. And her team got really, really mad. So lots of things happening. She's come out and, you know, talked a little bit about how she wants to, you know, move beyond it because she doesn't want that to be the topic of discussion. And she's always said that because they've never really officially accepted they were dating anyway. So to say now, are you officially saying they're breaking up? It's kind of hard.
Yeah. And I know that people have called Rishi Kapoor asking for comments and he's blasted everyone who's called him. So, like, I mean, we just gotta have to wait and see. They still have a schedule in Kenya, I think, of Jaga Jasus to do together. So it's going to be like that, Kareena and Shahid situation. Yes. Where they have to film after they've broken up, like they did in Jab We Met. So we're going to see if they get back together or if they just stay broken up. On the other side, and you know which side I'm on this, Ranveer, Katrina, Ranveer, Deepika situation. But on the other side, we had Ranveer basically touched Deepika's parents' feet at an award ceremony after getting the Best Actor award. And Deepika's saying in an interview that she thinks of Ranveer's family as her own in Mumbai. Yes. So, I mean, on the other side, it looks like Deepika and Ranveer...
Well, it's also like, you know, circumstantial. So, you know, there was a lot of Ranveer and Deepika conversations happening during Tamasha and the, you know, and their chemistry and stuff. And then she jumped right into Bajirao Mastani, which is all about Ranveer and her chemistry. So, I mean, they flirted even 10 times more than what Ranveer and Deepika did. And so there's also a sense of like timing where these guys were filming together the whole time Tamasha was happening, and promo versus Katrina and Ranveer probably never saw each other for a long time. They have two different, you know, they don't work together much. And Jaga Jasus, to be honest, is having lots of troubles right from start.
That's true. But anyway, I didn't really ever love Ranveer and Katrina together, so we'll see.
Yes.
But how it turns out. The other one that is really sad, because it's a marriage, and one that I didn't think was breaking up, is Farhan and Adhuna Akhtar.
Yeah, so I don't know, a few months ago there was a blind item, and to be honest, like when I read the comments of people, they did say Farhan in there and Adhuna in there, but it basically said that this actor is now getting very close to a young actress who also has a boyfriend, but a friend, a very close friend, and they were taking some time apart, and so while, you know, this actor slash director and this new young actress were getting close, and the wife found out about the infidelity. And there was a lot of, you know, there's this big gossip item that came up, a blind item. And I when I was reading the comments, you know, a lot of people said Farhan and Shraddha Kapoor. And because it was in, you know, Shraddha is in his Rock On too. And I never took it seriously till the split news came up, and now it's all about Shraddha and Farhan.
It's all about Shraddha and Farhan. It's all about Farhan and Aditi Rao.
Yes.
Haidari, I think, is how you say her last name. But yeah.
From so Wazir, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know what's going on. I just know that Adhuna and Farhan are splitting up. And I feel a little gross thinking about Shraddha and Farhan together. Yes. Just because there's so much age difference there.
And they're just intellectually incompatible. And I don't even know Shraddha. But it's just Farhan just makes me feel like... And whenever he's talked about Adhuna, like if you look at all the interviews, he's talked about her as his soulmate, as his best friend. And she's an entrepreneur and challenges each other. But it's super sad. I do know that he's moved out of the house and is now living with Zoya Akhtar, his sister.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes, but it's super sad to think about. And I like them too. They were so unconventional, like Aamir and Kiran, you know. They were like a little set apart from the usual Bollywood, forgive me, but crap. But, and I like that, but I guess it doesn't last in Bollywood.
So that brings us to the end of the gossip section. We will be back with some highlights of some trailers as well as some songs and things to look forward to.
Chal jeete chal hum musafir tha jaane de धरती कहती है आजा दौड़ेंगे, यादों के बक्सों में जिंदा सी खुशबू है कहती है सब पीछे छोड़ेंगे। उंगलियों से कल की रेत बहने दे, आज और अभी में खुद को रहने दे। कहता ये पल खुद से निकल, जीते हैं चल, जीते हैं चल, जीते हैं चल। एक टुकड़ा हंसी चख ले,
hey guys, welcome back. So we're now going to jump in right into the new trailer, songs, things we're looking forward to in the next coming months. So let's start with Neerja. So it's releasing Feb 19th. It has Sonam, it has Shabana, it has Shekhar Rajwani. What? What? From Vishal and Shekhar, which is super weird, but okay. It's directed by Ram Madhvani, who also directed a documentary that was like well received and was playing at Lincoln Center in New York. He did a song in Tare Zameen Par, but this is basically his big first commercial film. And it's produced by Foxstar.
Hi. So obviously, great story, very inspiring. It's like a tailor-made movie for an award or something. Unfortunately, I watched it and Sonam didn't do anything for me. She just looks fake when she's crying. I feel like she's much better. The only time I feel like she's actually played off a strong character in terms of personality and things is Ranjana. And since then, I haven't seen her in anything. So maybe that's a disservice. But when I saw the trailer, it's a great story. But A, you know the story because everybody's, you know, a bit aware of it. And B, she just looks like she's faking all her cries and she doesn't look real. So that was the sad part. I'm still going to watch it because I love the intent of it. But I'm not sure Sonam was the right cast.
Yeah, I think I have to agree. I like Sonam outside of it, outside of films a lot. I like the things she says, the way she looks, the things she wears. But I just didn't feel it with this trailer. I think, again, I agree with you. I think it's tailor-made for awards. And that kind of makes me a little uncomfortable, kind of like the way Mary Com did, you know. It was just like a big jump for the awards.
Yes.
And it was very obvious. So it kind of makes me uncomfortable. And I'm going to watch it anyway just because the story is interesting. But I'm not buying it from the trailer. Like, I'm not buying her being Neerja, see her as Sonam. So hopefully in the movie, there's more context and we kind of, I mean, it's easier to watch.
Yes, I agree. So the next one we have is Fitur. So this is obviously a popular one. 12th February is the release date and it's directed by Abhishek Kapoor, produced by Siddharth Roy Kapoor. So good backing. And it's got Aditya Roy Kapoor, Katrina Kaif, and Tabu.
Yeah, so this is based on Great Expectations. And you can see that, like, right off the bat. It looks really pretty. It looks super pretty. And Aditya Roy Kapoor looks really hot. Tabu looks great. You know where I'm going with this.
Yes, totally know.
I'm not feeling Katrina so much. She dances amazingly well. We saw Pashmina, that song, come out. And it was ridiculous. Like, the way she dances, like the gymnastics way that she dances, no one else can in Bollywood. So it was really interesting to see. But I don't know if I'm feeling Katrina. I just feel like, with the red hair and everything, I don't know. She looks a little blah to me, like blank.
So I actually really liked the few things I've seen. So the trailer as well as the songs that have come out. I like their chemistry. She does look a bit older in between, you know, when compared to Aditya Kapoor or Roy Kapoor. And so that's a little awkward, but I felt the chemistry. She, you know, I feel like the way it's shot and Tabu as well as Aditya Roy Kapoor can take the film further, and almost that she's immaterial to it, which is not true, but I feel like she's not negative to it. So I don't think she's going to be outstanding in it, but I feel like the whole movie could move and she's not going to be a derailer.
You know, with Katrina, I always think about this, is the only movies I've liked her in are ensemble casts.
Yes.
You know, like where there are other people kind of pulling her weight. Yes. Which makes me a little uncomfortable. I feel like if there was a great actress in this role, it could have been like beautiful. You know, it's just shy of being like a great trailer, a great song, just because Katrina kind of looks like she has no expressions on her face. She just looks blank. I don't know. So anyway, that's how I feel about it.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes, I am looking forward. It's definitely on my list to watch. And in fact, in February, I would imagine there was nothing else based on what's on the docket. So Fitoor it is.
Well, there is Masti Zade.
Oh, wonderful. Let's talk about Masti Zade and the must watch it is.
So that's directed by Milabs Zaveri, who also wrote Hey B and Masti. So it's kind of his, you know, thing. I think he also wrote Kya Cool Hai Hum 3, which
I think so, yes.
And yeah, so it is produced by Pratish Nandi, his company, and has Sunny Leone, Tushar Kapoor, and Veer Das. I just want to say, why is Veer Das doing this?
I don't know. I mean, why is anyone doing it? So I watched this at work, and this was the worst situation. I was watching a trailer, and I literally could not watch it because it's so raunchy. And I feel like even with the Kya Cool Hai Hum franchise, is that the first two were adult comedies. Then it became a porn, all the way porn com. And it's just, it's ridiculous the way it's set up and with the topic, the jokes. I don't even remember any of them. They're just disgusting.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about it, there's like American Pie. Right? It's like basically the version of American Pie. So I can forgive it a little bit. I know people enjoy it. This country is already frustrated as it is. So like people can go watch it. No, honestly, like I kind of like the fact that there's something that's making fun of sex and that's on screen. So I mean, in that way, I like it. I just think Veer Das could be employed. Like Tushar Kapoor can do this, you know? Go ahead, man. Like you do it. But like Veer Das... Vitas is funny and can be utilized in better ways. But anyway, yeah, that's how I think.
Yeah, so not something we're super excited about, but we'll keep an eye because clearly these have been blockbusters in the past. So we'll give them a shot.
Not Kya Cool Hai Hum, incidentally. Kya Cool Hai Hum 3 was not a success.
Oh, so maybe it's losing.
Maybe they'll stop. Let's
see. All right. So the last one we have is Sanam Rai. So this might be a different one to talk about because they're not the mainstream one, but there's some buzz about it. So it's directed by Divya Khosla Kumar, produced by Bhushan Kumar. It's got Pulkit Samrat, Yami Gautam, Rishi Kapoor, and Urvashi Rautela.
Yeah, I think she's the Miss New India or something.
Got it.
The reason there's some buzz about it is because, this is my opinion, but Pulkit Samrat and Yami Gautam are getting together and Pulkit Samrat just got divorced because of that or something related to that. Anyway, so that's what the buzz is about. But the trailer made no sense to me. I couldn't understand if it was like second Janam story.
Yes.
Or he came back from like living in the city to the like love that waits for him in his hometown. I couldn't understand. And that's a huge leap, right? To be confused between two Janams and a few years.
Well, here's the thing is that when I started to watch it, I completely zoned out because the music is like from 1990s or something. Like, it's like, I was like, T-Series used to come out with these songs. And I'm like, huh? Like,
just what? T-Series produced, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Bhushan Kumar.
Oh, well. But that's what I felt like. I was like, wait, why is they singing old songs? And I just zoned out. So I have no idea what it was about. It did not
take
my attention.
Thanks for leaving me to talk about this. I was like, hey, Paro, is this second Janam? Or like, he comes back up to college. Like,
well, that's just my point, is that it did not keep my attention. And come on, if a trailer cannot keep my attention, I am not going to
the movie.
There's
no way I'm watching the film. You guys, listeners, I'm not doing it. That's how we felt about Sanam Rai. That ends our trailer section. We like powered through, but I hope you got some good gossip and information from it. We're going to come back with Dilwale, Bajirao, and Airlift. We're also going to rush through Dilwale and Bajirao, but we'll spend some time on Airlift.
All right. See you on the other side. Uh-huh.
नाइट उठा के तूने कर दिया दिल को डायनामाइट डायनामाइट हाउस कार्ड उठा के तूने कर दिया दिल को डायनामाइट और फक फक फकीराना इश्क हुआ है ओवरनाइट ओवरनाइट हाय मुझे ब्लू ब्लू सपने आते हैं और टिकल करके जाते हैं मेरे प्यार का है सारा मैजिक
जो मेरा रोम रोम रोमांटिक है रोम रोम रोमांटिक है रोम 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 मेरा रोम रोम रोमांटिक है रोम रोम रोमांटिक है रोम रोम रोमांटिक है रोम 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 मेरा रोम रोम रोमांटिक है
All right, we are in the last section of our episode. It's been a long episode, so we will try to keep this as short. So what we're going to do is going to talk about Diwali and Bajirao Mastani almost together, primarily because they were kind of, you know, back-to-back or they were released on the same date and there was a lot of comparison between the two, even though they're not even remotely the same. But we'll talk about that and then go into Air Life. So Diwali, obviously a Rohit Shetty film, the big Shah Rukh Khan Kajol comeback-ish story. And it's got Varun Dhawan as well. And in Bajirao Mastani, of course, it's the Ranveer, Deepika love story that's gone on forever. And there's Priyanka Chopra. So in terms of Bollywood, or in terms of box office, it seems like Bajirao Mastani in the long run came out on top, though Dilwale did internationally really well. So critically acclaimed, obviously, Dilwale was shot by the critics. For obvious reasons, it was too much of a masala movie that didn't make any sense in most cases. And obviously, compared to Bajirao Mastani, there was much bigger story. Do you want to talk about what you thought?
Yes. So I win. Yay. Because I was like, Bajirao is going to kick Dilwale's butt. And it happened. So I'm really excited about that. I really loved Bajirao. I was thinking about it and the story was there. The dialogues were there. I felt like the characters were well etched out. The only thing maybe with Bajirao that I did not like was the set was a little bit fake. And I was just thinking if we had better people doing effects and better sets in India and we had more budget, we could have made this like an extravagant
Are you asking Sanjay Leela Bansali to put more money into it? I think he's put all his money into it. You cannot accuse him.
I was like, if we had the budgets of Hollywood, is
you
all
cannot
that
accuse him of a low budget film. That is the one thing that you cannot accuse him of. So.
Okay, fine. But anyway, I loved Bajirao Mastani. I felt like Ranveer was ridiculously good. And I didn't really quite believe him as Bajirao in the beginning. He kind of you know, when I saw him in that scene where he's trying to shoot the feather, I was just like, this is not Bajirao. Like, Bajirao, it should be like someone like Hrithik Roshan, you know, like someone who is bigger and more muscular or whatever. But no, I felt like he grew into the role. I loved him by the end of it. He got his accent right. I never once was like, oh, he's, you know, doing it too much or overdoing it. I loved Priyanka Chopra too. I felt like she played the third character really well. They had a really good vibe, her and Ranveer, and camaraderie, which I really liked. Like Deepika as well, she looked gorgeous. I felt like her character was a little weak, but for someone who's so strong. But but I liked the three of them together. I thought they really made the movie work. I felt like the story was there, the dialogues were there. Like I said, everything was there. So I went into it and I had a really good movie watching experience. Dilwale, on the other hand, was a really bad movie watching experience for me just because I couldn't sit through it. It was just so over the top. I think it was like the worst platform to launch Shah Rukh and
Kajol
in.
Yes.
I felt like relaunch. Yes, that's what I meant. And then Varun Dhawan, Kriti Sanon was basically, you know, she just had that little part. But Varun Dhawan was kind of like Govinda in the mix of all of these things. Like, you know, it was just like too much for me. So I did not like Dilwale that much.
Okay, so I'll start with Dilwale. So I actually did not mind Dilwale. And the reason being that I thought that it was, I expected Rohit Shetty film. I wasn't expecting a Bajirao Mastani coming out of it. So for me personally, I thought that Shah Rukh Khan looked amazing for being 40 years old. He did not have, I don't think the story was strong at all. But I think Shah Rukh Khan, just being Shah Rukh Khan, played his role really well. Kajol great acting, but she literally looked, I feel like it's so hard for me to say this because obviously it's not meant to be in a terms of like I'm comparing, like, you know, she's become older, I'm comparing her to a younger person. But Kajol, compared to Shah Rukh Khan, has not kept herself up. And so she just looked literally like an older woman in the film, whereas Shah Rukh Khan looked like the hero. And I think that bothered me a lot, primarily because I feel like she is stunning and she still is stunning and she could have taken care of herself or even dressed differently. I feel like she went backwards from life and how she's been in. Even in Fana, she did better. And I guess that was 10 years ago, or maybe 8 years ago, and so that's not a good comparison. But I feel like if it was the Shah Rukh Khan Kajol chemistry, Shah Rukh Khan outshone her. Is that right?
Outshone her
all the way, and that just bothered me a little bit because I feel like Kajol either takes, you know, she should be taking care of herself. It's all like, it felt like she was just aging in a way that if she wants to be in films, it's going to be hard unless you want to be a mother's role. So that part was bothersome to me. I actually like the twist in Dilwale. I did not expect it. Like, the first half was like just painful. There was something between Varun Dhawan and Shah Rukh Khan that was interesting, but I liked the twist towards the middle or whenever that was. I really liked it, and that kept me intrigued for a little bit longer. But in no way comparison to Bajirao Mastani, of course. But if Dilwale had come out maybe 6 months before, I feel like it would have had a better shot because it wouldn't be compared to such a strong Sanjay Leela Bhansali movie. On the other hand, when you think of Bajirao Mastani, I think Priyanka Chopra was the number one person there. So I feel like she was the lead. Her character was well defined. In fact, I felt like there was inconsistencies in Ranveer's or character or Bajirao's character, the way it was defined. I completely agree with the set situation because I felt like it was done like a play. It was almost like act one, act two, act three.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit awkward because I couldn't quite piece all of it together because the sets just made it almost like, okay, now it's next shot is here. So that part was a little bit hard. I feel like the story could be woven better. But that said, I am so glad Sanjay Leela Bhansali didn't do his usual and make this a 5-hour movie. Well edited, well cut. It was put well together. The songs worked. But for me, Priyanka was the star of the movie. She was just amazing. Deepika had some cool scenes. But it's, again, that's why I felt like it was a play because there was no consistency in her or Ranveer's acting. Versus they were like, oh, this is, you know, how in a play you're like, okay, this is your scene. So it felt like Priyanka's scene when she came over for the Godbarai or whatever it's called, not Godbarai, the naming of the child. And she had her, you know, two-piece and how she talked about it. So her talk to people there. So I feel like it was very much like, okay, now it's your scene. Now Ranveer, now it's your scene. So versus Priyanka was the only consistent element I felt like that would worked. So loved Bajirao, would definitely watch it in the big screen because obviously it's massive and it's beautifully built. Dilwale is definitely an at-home watch, and I don't think it was the worst ever, but I like Shah Rukh Khan, so I'll watch anything he's in right now.
I don't know, I just didn't feel Shah Rukh Khan, nor did I feel Kajol, and I have no interest in Varun Dhawan and Kriti Sano. So I was like I didn't feel either of the two people that I went to watch, so I was disappointed. So that's where we stand on these two movies. So I think I agree with you. I feel like if Dilwale, you need to watch Dilwale, you would watch it at home, and I would, it's not my first choice, but I think it'd be an okay home watch. Definitely Bajirao on the big screen.
Agreed. So we'll take a quick break, play one of the songs from these movies, and then come back with Airlift.
मिलखा बड़ी तेज भागे रे मनुमा इमोस इमोशन जागे रे मन मा इमोशन जागे मन मा इमोशन जागे रे मन मा इमोशन जागे दिल जगा से हिल गया रे दिल जगा से हिल गया रे टुकड़ों में निकला रे दिल का छिलका तूने फेंका खा के रे मन मा इमोशन जागे रे मन मा इमोशन जागे मन मा इमोशन जागे रे मन मा इमोशन जागे.
Hey guys, welcome back. So now we're going to talk about a movie that just released and is creating all the right kinds of buzz and took down Kya Kool Hai Hum 3.
Ooh, hopefully. So
this, I like you just because of that. So this is Airlift. So it is the story of Kuwait being occupied by Iraq in, I think, 1991. If I'm not mistaken, and the story of the Indians who were stuck there and how they got out. I thought it was a really great story. It has Akshay Kumar, Nimrat Kaur. It was produced by Nikhil Advani and directed by Rajakrishna Menon, who hasn't done any other big Bollywood films before this. So I thought it was a really great story. I was really intrigued because I've heard of this, but I've never actually had any. I've never watched about it, not read too much about it, so it was interesting for me to watch this story unfold. And like, I really felt empathetic to all the characters, to the story, I just thought it was a great storytelling effort. I feel like it was well made, so there was as you would assume in a war type situation, there's a lot of explosives going off, and all of the scenes I felt like were well thought out and well brought to life on screen. The acting was great. I thought Akshay Kumar played the character really, really well, of someone who doesn't really feel connected to India and then goes on to, come back home to India.
Yes.
And Nimrat Kaur was also awesome. She had a small part, but she played it as Nimrat Kaur always does really well. It was a really interesting story. I feel like it's a theater watch. I would give it probably, I think, a 3.5 or a 3.5 out of 5. I feel like it was a good watch.
I agree. Yeah. So for me, I thought obviously the story was great and it was well written, and it was fast paced, which I liked. I liked the characters in it. I don't think Nimrat was well casted, to be honest. I feel like somebody else would have played it better. I just didn't feel it with her, and she felt like an extraneous character. It could be a plot issue and or writing issue and or Nimrat issue. For me, it came out as a Nimrat issue, but maybe not. I thought this is Akshay's best acting so far. I thought Baby was the other one that he did really, really well in. And so this one was like very strong, and he looked committed. And I think that's important in such a movie because you could tell that he's done a lot of research and he was in it. He was very much committed to the movie. So I liked that a lot. Obviously, for me, I think the biggest pro for this is the writing, the film itself. Like it has a bunch of flaws in it, just in terms of it was not as tight as it could be. But I think the film itself was a hero. So that's one of the things that I thought was different for this movie, is that in a lot of the reviews that we give, it's one actor made the movie, or the writing made the movie. I feel like the film itself, the way it was kind of directed, edited, kind of made the movie for me. Because it didn't matter if it was Akshay or somebody else. I mean, Akshay did a great job, but the story was so well done that it was so much intrigue in it. And the last time I felt that was when we watched the Charles Sobhraj movie with Randeep Hooda, Charles. I thought that was, again, it was obviously Randeep made the movie, but there was something about the events that they kind of, the way they pulled together, that told a very cool, straightforward movie, but, obviously a commercial film. So I would actually give it a 3.5 as well. I'm not sure if it's a theater watch. The only reason I say there's nothing in the movie that makes it a theater watch, unless you want to go see a movie this weekend, then yes. But other than that, it's a great because this, I feel like there's a lot to take in. I don't know if a theater did it all the way justice, just because I feel like the climax is interesting, the small dialogue's interesting. So for me, I would definitely want to watch it again once it comes out on DVD, because I feel like there's so much in there that I might have missed and or a theater watch just makes it kind of unnecessary almost.
I think it's a theater watch. I think, like, you know, again, I agree with you. If you feel like watching a movie, this is the one to go watch this weekend, obviously. So, that's what I feel as well. But I thought it was a great movie. So theater or home, it's good with me. So, we recommend it, I think.
Yes, I think so. I mean, it's not a wow movie. I think that's something that, you know, we knew going in.
Yeah, it's like a Wednesday or something that kind of sits with you.
But a commercial and not documentary, which is great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that brings us to the end of this big Maha episode that we've put together. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We will be back in a couple of weeks and can't wait for Neerja and Masti Zade.
We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Bye.
Bye.
इतना मैं प्यार करां एक पल विच साबार करां तू जावे जे मैनु छड़ के मौत दा इंतजार करां कि तेरे लिए दुनिया छोड़ दी है तुझ पे ही सांस आके रुके मैं तुझको कितना चाहता हूँ ये तू कभी सोच ना सके तेरे लिए दुनिया छोड़ दी है तुझ पे ही सांस आके रुके मैं तुझको कितना चाहता हूँ ये तू कभी सोच ना सके तुझको कितना चाहता हूँ ये तू कभी सोच ना सके तेरे लिए दुनिया छोड़ दी है तुझ पे ही सांस आके रुके मैं तुझको कितना चाहता हूँ ये तू कभी सोच ना सके